Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Yo, it's Dari Santo Domingo, yo, El Resort, yo, here.
Yo, El Resort, yo, here. Yo,
Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks with the fruck is popping. Far Rock in the building. Let's get it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Excuse me for the delay. Technical difficulties already. Wow. New Talk City Radio, man. Each and every Monday, 8 p.m. to whatever. I'm your boy, TDI, man, alongside Vice and DJ Showcase, man. Where y'all at, man?
Yo.
What's up, Show?
What's going on? Yo, why you sound like that? Hello?
Yo, what up?
Yo, I can barely hear you.
I sound horrible?
You sound like you in a tunnel.
Oh, shit. All right, man. So we're going to get into some more music, man. We'll be right back, man. Get this shit situated over here, man.
dead in you.
Peace, swallow your pride.
My pride ain't edible. Fuck with my life, I'm stressing your death. Cut his guts out, wrap his intestines around his neck. You want a gun, who? What? Shit, it's the ghost. And my style's like the art of war, the Black Sun Tzu. It's the ghetto godfather. Priest in the hood. Cross the line, that's your spine. I'm the beast in the hood. Don't consider that I rap. Just consider them strapped. And I squeeze at your brain face, ribbing your back. Dog, we can keep it brief, get straight to the beat. I'm so deep, they see the pain in my eyes when I'm asleep. I made a vow to the streets at a very young age that I would always use my knife and I would let my gun blaze. Got niggas that'll ride with me, die with me, thug with me. Bust off the hammer, still selling drugs with me. My niggas is real, they all see the judge with me. Nobody a rap, cause all my niggas thug with me.
Flipping our cards, weighing the odds, busting our guns, raising our sons, yeah. Bringing the storm, changing the norm. Niggas is ass, let's get it on. Walk with me, deep. Flipping our cards, weighing the odds, busting our guns, raising our sons, yeah. Bringing the storm, changing the norm. Niggas is ass, let's get it on. Walk with me. We chase niggas through malls, clap niggas through walls. Y'all want it with them D-block boys. Put the brown things up in you like Chips Ahoy. Listen. I'm a thug and I'm proud. Got niggas fast and be loud. I don't give a fuck what kind of shirt that is. I put the barrel to your kids in your whiz. Watch them float. Fish taking bites to their skin. Little holes in their chin. You in the mirror trying to see if they spin. Niggas is ass. Tell a nigga drop the top and stop. Roll the windows down. Get rid of the cop. I'm in the hood like boots on niggas' cars. Gas on niggas' waist. You couldn't even tell if we stars. Break down food. Whatever it be, I love my niggas and they love me.
Get off our dick.
What? You ain't getting the point. I think I'll give it to you. Right in your waist and in your fucking living room.
Flipping our cards, weighing the odds.
Busting our guns,
raising our sons.
Yeah. Bringing the storm,
changing the norm.
Niggas is ass.
Let's get it on.
Walk with me. Flipping our cards,
weighing the odds.
Busting our guns,
raising our sons.
Yeah.
Sit back, knock off a half a brick and chew rainbow gum. Okay. And the color of the Benz will kill ya. It's gold and it's moving fast, it looks silver. I'm low with the tray pound next to my nuts. A shotgun riding shotgun on a seat next to my Dutch. I swear for God, the MAGA buck. Niggas know Kiss flow, been crazy like a bag of dust. Y'all industry institutionalized. My niggas is real. Real niggas see the truth and the lies. Aiming for your head.
But really trying to shoot out your eyes.
With every test, then stomp out whatever is left. And sometimes I say shit that I shouldn't. But I never said that I couldn't. Turn your chest plate into pudding. And all my niggas is spray. Except women. So the reason y'all living, cause y'all niggas is dead.
Flipping our cars.
Weighing the odds.
Busting our guns.
Raising our sons.
Yeah. Bringing the storm.
Changing the norm.
Niggas is ass.
Let's get it on.
Walk with me. Flipping our cars.
Weighing the odds.
Busting our guns.
Raising our sons.
Yeah. Bringing the storm.
Changing the norm.
Niggas is ass.
Let's get it on.
Walk with me.
Blue Talk City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. It's your boy Relly All Star. Fall Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
All right, show, what up?
Yeah, it sounds a little better.
All right, I'm trying. I'm trying to work over here, man. Trying to work over here.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Vice here? Vice, you here? No Vice.
I don't know what's up with Vice, but...
Yeah, Vice. He's in the upper room, kid. He's one of the lucky ones.
Yep, they're back at me.
Yeah, there he is. Everybody's here. It's May 23rd. It's a new day.
I was in the elevator, son, for like 20 seconds.
Then
it was going up. And then I got stuck for like 2 minutes, son.
Well, it's good. It's good that everybody's here on May 23rd. Again, May 23rd, 2011.
Oh, yo, tune in. The Showcase Minute coming up at 9 o'clock, man. You know what I'm saying? He's going to give you a piece of his mind for like a minute. So nobody
May 20, we're here. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy. My family's still here. Everybody's still here. I didn't see no earthquakes. You know, I didn't... I, You know, I'm still here. And I'm about to, I air it out at 9 o'clock. But.
All right, so hold on. Let's bring our boy in there, man. What do you got? Say your name, player. You already know what it is. Say your name, man.
Scream at me, nigga. What the fuck with me? What's going on?
Wow.
What are you talking about, me? Fuck that, man. I'm in the building, nigga. What up?
Clear it out. What's going on? In the building.
Yeah. Funk, 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 funk. Funk, slug it the floor. Scream at me. Scream at me. I'm here. Make things
all
right, hold on,
Vice. Vice, a little upset, Vice, because of yesterday's results for the Heat game. But, you know, we're not going to get into that.
What happened? Why?
Ah, shut up.
Oh, you need a little bib or something?
Fuck out of here.
Bullshit.
Fuck out of here. Team Bully, nigga. You already know.
This is Chicago bullshit.
Yeah,
Team Bullshit.
Bro. Yeah, now I'm... Fuck all y'all niggas. I'm not even worried about y'all. About to catch a little heat stroke. Y'all niggas is a light heat wave. You hear me? Y'all out of here. Don't worry about it.
It's all right, brother. It's all right, brother.
I ain't worried about
it. You'll be sitting next to the baked beans and the fakers.
Baked beans? No,
what?
It ain't happening. It ain't happening. We gonna steal one of these out of them, my head.
I don't think so, baby. What's going on?
Somebody's having a little static. Who got files? Oh, that's Cali. I already figured it out. The line already. I'm in the gym, man. Don't play with me. Cali, look, man. We had to mute your line. Call us back with the real shit.
What you got, Bell Atlantic, nigga?
Nah, nigga, I'm in the gym.
Cali O got Bell Atlantic. Shout out to Cali O and Don Nick Mobile. Yo, what is this guy have?
Yeah, scream at me when you get a better reception.
Yeah, I know y'all still don't hear it. Y'all, you lying ass niggas. Shut up, bro.
Niggas is fucking lifting up lobsters right now, so in the weight room.
Yeah, you know exactly why, man. I'm definitely with a lobster play, you heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's good, though? What's good? What's shaking, fellas? Vice Griffs, my nigga. Showtime, what's going on?
Nothing.
Just chilling here, just chilling, you know?
Yo, I think your man Lotto was calling me all day today from an 818. I'm like, yo, I don't know that name.
Yeah,
the number ain't popping up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Nah, but I got him stored in my phone. So I'm like, yo, listen, I ain't that nigga Lotto. You niggas ain't going to trick me with that good iPhone. What's that, the fake number? Nah, fams.
Yeah.
Don't pull that on me. won't catch me with the movie. You know what I mean?
What if I called somebody like that? Somebody was like, yo, give me your number. I gave them niggas a rejection line number. Dead ass, son.
Yeah, I would start doing that shit, too. Like, yo, with my joint? Yeah, nah, I'm on this. Do-do-do-do-do. Fuck out of here, you bum ass nigga. You know how many fake numbers I give niggas every day? Yo, Pally was calling. Nah, fans.
Yeah, no, then you know what? You know what's crazy? The niggas be like, yo, my nigga, I got Cali on's number, sir. Yeah, sir, that's my nigga. Yeah. When you go to court, sorry, asshole, you just been rejected.
Niggas be so tight. I don't fuck with nobody. I got a handful of dudes I deal with. Everybody else,
hey,
like, get them down. Take the sixth phone.
Hey, yo, Vice.
Yeah.
You got that New York Post with you?
Yeah, I got it with me.
All right, because I ain't get mine, bro.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Yeah, you know, you already know what to do, man.
Yo, let me finish these sets, yo. I just called the stream at the niggas and all that, yo. You finish living the rest of this rap real quick, yo.
Go ahead, go to this class. I'll let us later.
Yeah, no doubt. 323, nigga. You already know what it is. Don't play. off the iPad. You already know. Give it up, T. Stop fronting. Fire it up, blood. 3-2-3 off the iPad. Like this nigga, T. Like this nigga's crazy. Oh, shit. All right, y'all niggas, don't scream. Y'all niggas, bang, bang. One.
Nigga, Cali does a set of ones.
Wow. The reception is so much clearer.
All right. Before we move any further, I got a couple of things I want to discuss, man. Like, we're going to discuss this in about another few minutes. I got to discuss a couple of things, a couple of stories that took place last week. Serious, some joking, you know, a lot of things that took place over the weekend. There's a lot of craziness. We're going to talk about Roy Jones. We're going to talk about B-Hop. We're going to talk about DJ Showcase. He got the whole rundown from the whole weekend of the world not ending and everything. He got his little peace of mind he want to share. I mean, you know. Not top of the line.
Harold. Harold.
So we're gonna get into all that shortly. I don't know, man. What we gonna do here? We gonna get into some music or what, man?
Let's play that song. Showcase requested real quick. So then when we come back.
I got a new requested song that I have.
When
no
we
idea.
Come back, we you know, I get into that post joint, you know.
Okay, let me hear the song that I requested. Come on, man. Listen. This is the new world, kid. That should have been gone with the old world, kid.
Nah.
Okay, now get into the post.
No. The posting is coming up. That's later on, a little later on, B.
No, the post is coming up now. So we just heard my track. We got my request out the way. So let's get into the post.
That was a short ass song, man. Let's get into
some
music.
So that's the
set.
That's what's up, kid. Sometimes it's short and sweet. Everybody
nah,
got
me,
busy.
Me, yo, what?
What did he say? What did he
say? I don't know. I guess he said he likes it short and sweet. I don't know.
No, you see, you misinterpreted the whole thing that I said. Life.
What you said?
I said some songs are better left short and sweet and not play the whole joint.
All right, well.
What's that happening? Right I like it short and sweet. What's that got to do with that?
Right. Man, hey, they ask how I'm doing. Juice is up, playboy, I'm cooling. Hey, they ask how I'm feeling. You see the house of playboy, I'm chilling. Plus my Louis on, got my Christians on, boy, I keep it on. You see me ride loaded till my top is gone. The interior, butter like popcorn. She got on G-Bone, she fresh like me. Every time she goes shopping, Alexander McQueen. We just cooling on a Sunday. Can't wait to ball out on Monday. They ask how I'm doing. Juices up, playing boy, is out your culture. The hood's on fire, man. The boys is vultures. We all family like Costa Nostra. Go through up and down like a roller coaster. Hey, kamikazes with the gators on them. I'm in the studio bugging them, put some faders on them. And this beat is my entree. I'm out to 3,000. Hey, they ask how I'm doing. Juices up, playing boy. I'm chillin', 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 I'm chillin
dance now. Do your dance now. Do your dance now. Hit the floor now. Do your dance now.
New Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? For a rock in the building, let's get it. Like I couldn't breathe or even take my very next step. Caught in the depth, I was supposed to be up next. Like when they trapped me in the building, try to take all my breath. They should have had it, cause by then my death would have been established. And right now I wouldn't be here spilling my cabbage. Why they treat me like an animal, a wild cannibal? Meanwhile I was raised in the rock, and that's what hammers do. The stereotype that buried the light. It seemed like you get weary tonight, right? Grab the dice, let me get in the middle. The bank stop, nine spitting no riddles. From the game, I can see you cooking fiddles. Those running through my head like fiddles. Damn, it ain't no I'll be there in a minute to live my death like a life sentence. By your side. Try to say that I'm wrong, the hard facts, all the real shit going on at the funeral. Everybody saying stay strong, and if you need a helping hand, you can hit me on the horn. Not even 30 days, mine, since you've been gone. It seems like I'm starting to hear the same old song. I feel sorry for Relly, can't survive on his own. Meanwhile, I turn my happy house into a home. Twin Panamera horses with the doors that's chrome. I take a trip on a highway, get lost in the zone, and reminisce on the facts. He got caught with the chrome, and you was there from when he went in to the day he came home. Now he here and you gone, all of us mourn. We try to hold on to the words of the song. Keisha, LaWanna, Shawnee, they held up strong. Even though you gone, mind your spirit to live on by your side.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
You already know, man. New Talk City Radio each and every Monday, the same time, same channel, man. So we got a couple of things we got to discuss, man. Shout out to my cousin Deco on the check-in. I see you, nigga. Shout out to my cousin Freeze. But yeah, man, back to the line of business. A couple of things went down this weekend, B. Some craziness. First thing I want to talk about is your man Roy Jones, kid. Showcase, you with me?
I'm with you, but I ain't hear about it, so you're going to have to enlighten me.
All right. I got you. All right. Well, relax. Got you. All
I'm
right,
down.
Here we go.
Easy, Tiger.
Yes. Hold on. Relax, City Slicker.
You just asked me. Be easy. You see, you asked me a question. You asked me if I'm with you. And then you turn around and you insult me?
Showcase.
Yes.
Showcase. Sit back, right? Relax, chill. And snap it to a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
The best, rest in peace, Muscle Man Randy Savage.
Your man Roy Jones.
Hang on. Rest in peace, Macho Man. Can we get that?
Yeah, man. You just said it. What you want me to do?
Want us to light up a candle, or, you know?
Of course. You just quoted his, oh, yeah. So we got to light a candle.
Nah, man. I'm about to throw on his suit on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 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 I
But not, not, listen, but really, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let, like I said, I'm going to let TDI enlighten me.
Hello, I'd like to see Dr. Plumber, please.
That's what I need to fucking see. I'm having nightmares. All right, look, man, let me shut Showcase the fuck up right now. I'm about to mute this guy. Anyway, he's done. Muted. Now, come on, nigga, I'm the boss here. All right, ready? Vice, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, boom. Your man Roy Jones had a fight over the weekend, right? Turns out he was in Russia, and the dude spent like a week out there. He was chilling out with a shorty and all that, you know what I'm saying? Nice little Russian chick, too. Nice little Russian chick. So, shouts to Roy Jones for bagging a nice Russian chick. But your man fought over the weekend on a Saturday and probably got the worst knockout I ever seen, son. He got dropped. Like, the dude was still, he was still standing up, but he was knocked out.
Okay, first of all, who he fought
wait,
and
wait,
when?
Who got knocked out?
Roy Jones.
When did
he
fight?
He got knocked out by Drago?
Nah, I did. Look at it for Rocky. I don't, that was Saturday. That was Saturday showcase in Russia.
But where though? What station? Where did you see this fight? Or this
Russia,
just hearsay?
Russia.
You went to Russia and you watched the Russian station, really?
Good comeback, Showcase. I like that one. Good comeback.
No, don't forget, 9 o'clock is coming. His hour's coming up, and I'm on.
No, but I'm just trying to find out where he's from.
No, don't back up now, nigga.
Nah,
I'm
but
not
it's
backing
true.
Up. You told me Russia.
Where you saw the fight? You said in Russia.
Yeah.
You said you saw the fight in Russia.
And how am I backpedaling? You said Russia. And I'm backpedaling.
Anyway,
I'm
going to stay out of this before. I'm going to stay out of this before they knew my ass.
No, you're good, Bryce, you're good, because you bringing it up, because he's not hearing himself. Obviously, he's giving us information. I want to know where the fight took place. He said it, where he saw it. He said Russia. I was like, really? How was the fight?
See, where the fight was at? HBO, what?
No, it wasn't on TV. It wasn't on TV. It was something that surfaced. I was doing my little research, and I seen your man get home. You know, I'm looking at me digging for gossip, you know what I mean? Digging for some shit for us to talk about, and I bumped into that little story, and that shit kind of shocked
okay,
me.
Wait,
because
hang on, whoa, easy. Because the way you said it was that you saw the knockout.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the video. I saw the whole clip. I saw everything.
Oh, you saw the video, so the video's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's actually on YouTube. You're right. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking you. Thank you. All you had to say was YouTube. Continue.
Yo, but the dude looked bad, dude. Like, dude looked like he almost died. I think the dude almost died in the ring, son. Honestly, like, it was that bad. It was like, if you've seen Roy Jones get knocked out in the past, this outdoes it by a landslide, kid.
Wow, what was he like, doing fighting anyway?
I don't know. He had a little. I don't know. I guess.
You know what? That ties into the other thing,
because
I saw B-Hop fighting too.
Yeah, B-Hop looked crazy. I saw
Bernard Hopkins fighting some schmuck over there. And where was it? That was in Germany, correct?
Yeah, I think he fought in Germany, yeah.
B-Hop fought in Germany. So what are these guys, the boxers, they're fighting overseas now?
I think, yeah, you know, the euro is a little bit more than the dollar, I think, right now.
Yeah, well, from what I heard, he was defending his belt.
46 years old, beat the 20-something-year-old up, right?
Yeah, 46, 20 something, but he said they defended his belt. So you know what? That's a good thing. I'm gonna do my research on that because I didn't even hear about the Roy Jones. When I was doing ESPN, I saw the B-Hop. But shouldn't that have been televised here?
Say again.
I said if he was fighting for his IBF, because Bernard Hopkins still holds the IBF, correct?
I don't know what belt he was fighting for. I don't know. But obviously, he's 46 years old. He shouldn't have a belt at all, honestly.
No, no, they say he still has a belt. They say he still has a belt. Remember, in boxing, you either have to relinquish your belt with a formal retirement, or you hold your belt. Since there hasn't been that many boxing matches, this guy still has his belt. Everybody that has a belt still has their belt because there hasn't been any type of. In fact, there hasn't been squat for a title belt in what, over 3 years already?
In boxing, hell yeah.
In about 3 years, right? Nothing for titles no more. So he, of course, he still has his belt. So is this a pretense to what's going on in the future? We're going to start seeing the fights overseas now instead of here in the States because of UFC?
Yeah, he won the WBC, WBC Diamond, the IBO Light Heavyweight. Damn,
and
he broke Foreman's record by becoming the oldest man to win a major title at the age of 46.
Exactly, so he has his title still. So that's what got me. I'm glad you bring up that thing because I want to definitely do my research on that because that's what got me in the back, you know what I'm saying, in the back page. I'm like, how are we fighting in Germany for IBFs and welterweight championship titles? Has boxing that watered down in America that we're no longer hip to the game?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so, right?
Yep. Shit is, no, remember we used to fucking scream for boxing. Now we just talking baseball.
Yeah, we used to be for boxing. So it brings me to the question, is this Jones's only fight, or has he been actually fighting out there for some time?
No, that was his only fight after the loss to Hopkins.
Wow. Interesting.
What's your advice? Yeah. Where you
at? Right here, sir. You know me.
What's up with that post? Got that post on deck, or...
Yeah, I got the post. I got it.
All right, so let me give a quick introduction for people who listen and don't know what's about to go down. Our boy Luigi, who got a book coming out soon, a tell-all book about the New York Yankees, got a little article in the post today. Yeah, so shout out to him for that. And I think Vice is going to give us a little insight on that, man. Vice.
Yes, sir. It goes... Bat Boy Swings. Yeah, another tell-all exposing the private moments of Yankee stars is about to hit. Luis Castillo, who according to St. Marcus, was the last Yankee bat boy not to sign a confidential agreement, will publish his clubhouse confidential, a Yankee bat boy inside tell of wild nights, gambling, and good times with modern baseball.
Oh, shit.
Castillo, who worked for the team from 98 to 05, will describe his time on and off the field. Details of the rocky relationships between Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez and Joe Torre's. Details of the rocky relationship between Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez, and Joe Torre's horse betting habits. And that's it.
Uh-oh.
That's just
about
like
to
a
go
sample.
Down. It's about
that's
to go down.
That's just a sample of what was yet to come in Luigi's book, man. Shouts to Luigi. You know what I'm saying, man? Came a long way. We had him on the show. He was actually our first guest on the show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Well,
he wasn't.
No, this is before the showcase ever, B. This is before you came in, though.
No,
when
because I remember
first started the show.
I remember being there when he was talking about his book, so he wasn't the first one.
Yo, well, let me dig in my archives. But he was actually...
He came on talking about his book.
He came
and
on a few times, though.
Man, he came on first talking about his book, and then his second appearance on the show was when we had the sports guy for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, Brett. No. See, this is before that, way before that. This was about a year ago.
No, but that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to tell you. He was on our show twice. He was on our show for the book. I was there. He was telling me about the book. He was telling everybody about the book that was coming out. He was on the Brett show. and then he was on one more.
Right,
and
right,
he was
right.
Put, he, and then he was on another one where he put thisis50.com on blast.
Okay, well, so she's been on the show a few times, so shouts to him for that, man. Now, I mean, shouts to Diddy for switching his name.
Are you?
Y'all ready?
Yes.
New name will be, his new name is going to be Swag.
Oh, God, really?
I don't know.
No, where did, where, and this is, the source comes from where?
Diddy himself. It's all over the place.
Diddy himself self-proclaimed his new name to be Swag.
Swag. Yep.
Oh, God.
So make sure I showcase a new mixtape. You got a Diddy song.
Yeah.
Make sure you put featuring Swag.
Yeah, no. The world definitely ended. We're not here.
Why?
This is fake. This whole radio show is fake right now. Swag. Really? Come on, Diddy. Swag.
Out of all the fucking names.
Out of everything, he has named himself Swag.
Showcase. If you had to switch your name, what would it be?
What would I switch my name to? Showcase.
Fucking guy, dude. Talking to this guy is like, yo, Showcase memory span is like, it resets like every
yo,
5 seconds. Like,
repeat
he forgot
it
what
again.
He said. So
repeat it again, but slower.
Showcase. if I had to change my name from Showcase, I would change my name to Showcase.
No, they just said fucking case. That's what you are. You're a case, me.
No, because why would we... Listen, we're talking about a man that went from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy to Diddy, not to Swag.
John Puffy Combs.
But not to Swag.
Okay.
It's like he's going through the alphabet, but in reverse order.
Scrambled order, yeah. I don't know, man. Listen, man. We got another 20 minutes to the showcase minute, man. I want to get into some music, man. Nobody going nowhere. New Talk City Radio, dude.
Swag.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied. I got a pistol in the car. A 45. If I died today, remember me like John Lennon. Buried in Louis, I'm talking all brown linen. Make all of my bitches tattoo my logo on they titty. Put a statue of a nigga in the middle of the city. Load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up the cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. Told on my partner and help them dragons, give them 30. I told him I got them, therefore I gotta do you dirty. Back to my fears, been in this bitch since day 30. Me a dime, now man, get off at 10:30. Going on 12, go home and tell that man a lie. I got a fake sale, bitch, you started for the pie. 9 for the slice, dummy, that's a damn Marino. Talking quarterbacks, meaning talking quarter kilo. Niggas feel my pain, I ain't even gotta say it. Where I come from, if you open it, you can. How can I save when all my niggas in the can? Am I my brother's keeper, motherfucker, take my hand. Pull up to the club, I got a kilo in the car. Black card for the niggas, been in Cino's at the bar. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. All black Lamborghini smoking on the sticky. Got a couple dollars, now this nigga Sticky Ricky. Pull up to the club, I got a kilo in the car. Black card for the niggas, been in Cino's. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I spent a million on a car. It come alive, never feed it after dog. Gotta treat it like a gremlin. It's a multi-million dollar motherfucker in it. And I'm put the blow a million in a minute. I know them people wanna stick me with a sentence. I'm a player, catching bitches like I'm T.O. Trunk full of work, yeah, this nigga think he need now. 3 dice, yeah, grab a nigga 4 kilo. Pinky ring 100 grand, but keep that on the D-Lo. Diddy negotiating the paperwork to T.O. My niggas never sing if I need him, I go to Neo. Fuck a famous bitch and I treat her just like a T.O. Not even work for shower, just grab me a stick of D.O. Monday for menages and Tuesday I get a trio. And if it's to get a gift on the strip, she was a P.O. I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I'm not a star.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
About that time, TDI's coming up the fucking cage, man. Sick of you niggas. Here we go.
Fuck you and the shows that you probably torn. People saying otherwise, cause they probably bored. So what, you got muscles? Get a Charlie horse. My heater make you flip, bitch boy. You Charlie Ward. Bust a ratchet, dump it, give me another one. Like bitches, I don't chase them, I'll replace them with another one. We miss Aaliyah. Can you give us another one? I'll give God whatever. Him give us another one. Sucker shit, we don't play those. I put a nickel in them. Treat them like change in the payphone. Damn rappers selling records, that's robbery. Hard work over here. These niggas, they bother me. Besides the fact that my bars is mean, I'm on the strip moving that Rondo and ounces of that Charlie Sheen. Listen here, I got a monster team. It's whatever for that green. I pull that lever like slot machines. Let a nigga try crashing me. I tell a nigga, fuck wrong with you, and you better answer me. Try stopping TDI, that's blasphemy. A true core comedy, I'll turn to a catastrophe. You wanna live life, play it in a dumb way. Make sure you get crushed like doors on a subway. I'm on a fast lane, not typical. I'm a good book without the last page. I don't like the sound of you strangers. Little bitty tough guys, no amount of no danger. Reach for my hip, push the button like a pager. Feeling like a champion, well down goes Frazier. You can catch me where it started at. Sound you be the project on longer by the laundromat. Politics is the way, we talking where the smuts be at. This is how we tell your little shorty where the party at. Huh?
Hey, little mama, I got some of that Bon Jovi. You know me, how you flying in the head like you're living on Bird Isle. We on the corner serving that rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Posted on the corner with that rock and roll, rock and roll. Hey, little mama, have you ever took a hit of Mick Jagger? Yeah, I bet it will flash ya. Now take a hit of this rock.
Listen, hang on. Before we go any further, you know, I got on the computer. I did a little research on that. P. Diddy changed his name to Swag, and apparently he's not the only one changing his name.
Okay.
Apparently 50 Cent is now going to be known as $1. Nicki Minaj is now known as Nicki Monogamous. Eminem will now be going by the name of Peanut.
Yo, my nigga, listen to me.
And the artist formerly known as Prince.
You serious, dude?
Hang on. And the artist formerly known as Prince is now just Prince again.
Anyway,
my nigga.
Shout out to my daughter Tiara for making me a bagel with cream cheese.
You guys didn't like that? You didn't like that? Fuck you.
My nigga, listen. Nobody told you to go to
Showcase.
Hold on.
I told you last week
I was not gonna bother you, so I haven't been bothering you. Now you know what? Fuck you too.
No, I'm not. Not you. I'm just saying y'all.
So you're saying me and TDI because you said y'all.
You guys don't like it. My sources are correct.
Yo, shout to my man Q on the check-in. Wash ice. What up?
It's a good dude right there, man. He said, what up to y'all people, man? He said, what up, Vice? What up, Showcase?
So, what up, what up, what up?
You know what I mean? So, shout out to my little Q. It's my bro, my roadie. Now, Showcase, let me tell you something. If you ever in your
Hold on.
If you ever say some PS130 joke like that again.
PS130?
He don't know about that.
Worst week. He don't know about that.
How is that a PS130 joke?
Yo, listen, man.
That was good. I'm sorry to tell you. That shit was good. That is fucking
classic. My nigga, you can't play. No, you can't play your own music and dance to it, all right?
I guess I can. I'm a DJ.
You retired.
That's exactly. I play my own music and I dance to it. I'm pretty sure somebody around got the PS130 joke or whatever you want to call it. Because that shit
yeah,
was funny.
If anybody that's listening to us right now and you got that joke, please call in.
That shit was funny.
Call in? Somebody call in and say you like it. Just so you can. He doesn't look so bad right now because he looks horrible.
That shit is funny. I'm sorry. You know what?
So why didn't you laugh?
Why am I going to laugh at my own joke?
You're a DJ, right?
I'm gonna laugh tomorrow, but I'm not a comedian. Hey, no. Disrespect me a little bit. Got a little hard on yourself. Why would I laugh at my own joke? That's like Richard Pryor going up to the stage and he starts telling jokes and nobody's laughing and he just starts laughing at himself. Nigga, I don't want to go to the institution. Because if I start laughing at myself, I'm going to the institution. People are gonna look at me like I'm crazy.
You argue with yourself, though. You didn't know that? I sit here, sometimes I listen to you, and I hear you just ramble about nothing, and nobody's even arguing with you, and you just keep arguing. Like, how do you do that?
I don't know.
You're a sick dude.
No, really. I really don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, Showcase is about to go off in about 10 minutes, man. He got a lot of ish to get off his chest, so we're going to let him... We're going to let him do his 1-2 thing on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to follow on PS180 joke, but it's all right. I'm a little upset. It's okay.
Just whoosha.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm rubbing my ears.
Whoosha.
Nigga, it took me a while. You think that was like an on-the-fly joke, and it took me a while to come up with something that actually made sense. And obviously...
Backfire. And nobody, that's why he's upset, because he put a lot of work into it. Nobody even cares about it.
I put a lot of effort into it.
What was the joke again?
But it made more sense in changing my name from. Oh, God. Forget it. You know what? I'm changing my name from Showcase to Disgrace. That's it.
You disgrace of yourself?
DJ Disgrace. Right, yep.
We're gonna shut Showcase up real quick. Vice, give an introduction to this song and tell people why we keep playing this. Go ahead. Hurry up before the monster get loose.
Go ahead.
No, give them the introduction first. Tell them why we playing this song right here.
Oh, the Salerno one. That's Showcase's favorite song right there, man. He even got that shit on his voicemail. He got it on his voicemail when I called him today, son.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's my favorite song. I gotta stop fronting. I'm coming out the closet. Selena is my favorite. That's the favorite. That's the banger. That's why I don't got no more DJ jobs.
Yeah, that was funnier than the joke you said.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Yo, look, man, we got to get into this joint for my man, DJ Scuff. Shout out to DJ Scuff. Hey, yo, shout out to everybody following us on the New Talk City page, man. We got a lot of people following us on the New Talk City page, and they're showing us a lot of love. Shout out to DJ Alex Sensation following us. Shout out to DJ Scuff following us. Carolina Cadillo Skywalker following us from the Vacilón de la Mañana. We got a lot of big people following us, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of all the up-and-coming people following us also. You know what I'm saying? But, gonna get into this joint right here, man. Nobody gonna know where Showcase is about to go crazy in about another 5 minutes, man. Stay posted.
Bitches.
Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
Shouts to Far Rock, shouts to Hamels, man. Mel Stacks, what up? Relly All-Star, what up, man? Waiting for that joint. Me and Relly got a joint cooking, man. He's about to smoke the boots out of everything out there, B. So, Showcase, what's up? You all right? You calm?
Yeah, man. I'm always calm. Have my little, you know, I'm like ADD, son. I got sometimes I feel like a nut.
All right. So
it happens.
Yeah,
let me apologize now.
It's showtime.
Yeah.
All right. So Showcase is about to dumb out in about another 2 minutes or so. Shout out to everybody who had birthdays this past weekend, man. Shout out to my homegirl Letty, who was in town. Miss Bad Habit, you know what I mean? She came into town. We went downtown to Opal. We tore it down. Shout out to Ray. Shout out to my man Will. Shout out to my homegirl Shanique. Shout out to my homegirl Jess. You know what I mean? Everybody have birthdays. May is the month, man. So, Showcase, man, when is your birthday, Show? This nigga said,
He's thinking about it.
You're going to say February 30th.
Close.
November.
No, further. Cold.
Further?
You're too far now. It's June.
Nigga said his shit is 4th of July.
June 11th.
Oh, shit, nigga is a DJ. You right. All right, man.
Oh, shit.
Yo, man. Shout out to my cousin Live, man. Free Live, free Butchie, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody locked down behind the wall. All right, man. So it's about that time, Show.
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been preparing. I'm just getting ready. Go ahead.
You prepared, man? All right, man.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Showcase Minute, man. Showcase got a little thing to get off his chest, man, so we're just going to let him do
it. Just one thing. It's not multiple things. It's one thing. People hear it, people don't hear it. Move on. It's really not that special no more. Lower it down just a little bit. Yes. Harold. Mr. Harold Camping. Come out, wherever you are. Stupid. Now you gotta pay back all those people now. How do you feel now? I seen your little YouTube video, no comments, when the man knocked at your door on May 22nd and you were still there in your PJs, no comments. Now you gotta pay back all those people that you duped, all those people that you took their money from. Gotta hire some great bodyguards. It's May 23rd, stupid, we still here. Believe that. We ain't going nowhere. Not just yet. You, on the other hand, is a different story, but us, we good. So everybody out there that thought they had to get right with God just because it was May 21st, that's wrong. Get right with God just because you want to. Get right with God because it's a thing to do. No dates. Forget that. Just get right. Harold! Come on, Harold! Old fart. Keep it moving. It's New Talk City Radio, and that's been the Showcase Minute. Next.
Unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Benji Blanco from the Bronx, yo. See me in my ass and I'm moving real slow. Boston Road to die, you have. Y'all niggas are tired for the life I have. I'm the one that makes the hardest blow. Nintendo, smoke endo, then go to party mode. Put your hands up and just go retarded though. Damn, I got the beat to make the ground shake. Earthquake, I do it for the empire, cause I've been fire. You ain't never seen a monster like me, you a liar.
Step on the scene, you hear the bitches scream. I'm looking like money, stick up kids scheming. Spent 40 on the watch, keep the wrist gleaming. I'm in the hood, in the trap, got the whip lean. And Harlem wanna talk like God speak. Listen close, little mama, that's God chill, man. Vampire life, I hear your heart beating. Let's chill, little nigga, before I start tweaking. And you can catch me up a sack down. Or in the ghost, the props, the background. Why yo, FDR, heading back down. I got homies in the jungle that's clapping.
Niggas to mince meat. It's on soon as you cross 110th Street. Yeah, you see poverty is his best. Queen in the front of the lobby, be on the steps. Yep, 100 deep in the VI. Feel a floor shake when they start playing B.I. Razors in the mouth, shotguns is knee high. Some of us rock True, some of us rock Levi's. But we all rock Polo. Don't matter what Pharaoh, NY is the logo. Talking to the popos is no-no, but that should be a rule that's global.
You know they had to put the poppy on it. Like my fans, when I crowd dive, I'ma catch a body on it. Leopold scope shoddy on it. I'm the hardest right now, I put my project lobby on it. Punch gone, I'm the new Puerto Rico guy. They buy suit, I don't want it with the B.O.I. Your rap image, mad gimmick, be no lie. I just go all out like Margarito Eye. That's the call of my army. We'll turn your face to a dance hall like Serrano. But nah, it's a party. I got a little change, but ain't change. I'm sitting over a bottle of Bacardi.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
Yes, sir. Y'all can follow New Talk City, man, at New Talk City 1 on Twitter, at New Talk City 1. Facebook page coming up soon, so you can follow everybody individually also. From that page, the links are on there. You know what I mean? Now,
yes.
I got a request. Vice, you might want to tell Showcase a request that we got, like, for Showcase, as far as the Twitter one.
I think you should tell them.
The what? What happened?
Well, somebody hit us up on the New Talk City page and said, DJ Showcase is too funny. He needs his own Twitter page. Oh, man, that's major. You got a lot of people liking DJ Showcase, and he needs his own Twitter page. I can imagine what Showcase Twitter page would be like. I can just imagine. He's probably going to follow that guy who said the world was going to end, and he's going to slander him.
Really? That's what it said, really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, people are hitting us up, man.
I'm flattered. Thank you.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of love,
thank
man.
You.
So,
but I got to crawl before I walk. I already got kicked out of the Twitter already once.
That's a Twitter.
Yeah, I got kicked out of Twitter. I forgot the password, so I'm not told you.
All right, let me give everybody a brief update on the score. Yankees and Blue Jays, 6-1. Blue Jays are up, bottom of the 6.
No, sir, 6-2. 6-2, don't get it twisted.
My bad. Red
six,
Sox are
two,
up in the
six,
top of the
two,
four,
one
4-1.
Man on first and second. See, don't
nobody
see,
cares about all
record.
That. Nobody see. Nobody asks for all that action, brother. You know what I'm saying? All right, so wanted to give him a quick update. That's all.
Yeah, but correct update is, you know, what's popping. That's like being Harold Camping at the end of the world, man, May 21st. You gotta give out exact, you gotta give out the exact information, please.
Yo, shout out to DJ Anguish. Shout out to DJ Anguish, who got a mixtape coming out tonight. I have the info right in front of me. If you could just bear with me, man. He's about to post the link up in a second. The mixtape is called Takeover Season. It's DJ Anguish, DJ Dat Dat Dat, and DJ D Ruggs. Takeover Season DJs. You know what I'm saying? So look out for that. That should be, you know, y'all can follow us on New Talk City or follow DJ Anguish at DJ Anguish 1 on Twitter. He's going to post all that information for y'all on the Twitter, and y'all going to have that mixtape. Your boy TDI is on there. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple of new tracks from Jim Jones, Waka Flocka, Khaled, you know what I mean? Jadakiss, Drake, everybody. All the greatness is on there, you know what I mean? So we got a caller right here. On the 914. And 914, what up?
It's Juicy. What's up, TDI?
Oh, where's the theme music? Wow, it's been a long time. Where's the theme music? You got theme music there?
Is that what?
I don't have any theme music here, Joe.
Can you play back like next week so we can have the correct introduction for you?
You should know it by heart now. Hum it.
I do, but yeah. I'm not gonna how am I gonna sing it? I don't sing. No, but that's not it. No.
We gotta give us something.
Thank you. I miss you guys too.
Yeah, man, what you been hiding?
Listen, you gotta keep that theme music on cue. She calls in the most awkward position.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I've been
busy.
Yeah.
No, you were hiding. Don't lie, you were hiding.
No, not hiding.
You thought the world was gonna end May 21st. You were hiding.
Oh no. I'm not one of those.
You've been hiding. Don't lie. You come out the closet. We all know. You've been hiding.
Yeah, I heard you guys extended your hours. This is great.
You've been hiding.
We go as long as we want. She was hiding, right? Vice, she was hiding.
She was hiding.
Hell yeah.
She was on
a world tour, though, in the United States.
No, not yet. That's the September.
Oh, so you had it planned. See, and how convenient that the world was supposed to end in October. Convenient.
Listen, you want to hear something funny?
Convenient.
What's up?
You want to hear something funny? One of my mom's friends, told her that her nephew quit his job and sold his half of the business and gave all his money to this guy.
Oh my God, really?
And I'm like, you can't be serious. And she's like, yeah. She said he sold his half, cashed out his half of the business, gave all his money away, and now he has no job, and his wife doesn't make enough to pay the mortgage and the bills and everything. And my mother's like, oh, you better watch him. He's going to snap. I'm like, snap? He already snapped. I said, who else quit their job? Nobody.
Choking.
He struck
again.
I told you some people were going to do it.
That is crazy.
These people are insane. Look at what she just said. She quit his job and sold half of his business.
Yeah, that is. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's what you call a smart tardy guy.
Yeah,
you know what? Here's the flip side of it. You know that his PR rep, Harold Camping, apparently has a PR rep.
He needs a personal law officer. He needs to be in jail.
He's going to get a parole officer soon, but his PR rep came out and said to all the followers that quit their jobs and spend their life savings, they're going to try to reimburse them for the money spent. Yet there is no guarantee, is his exact words.
No. He need to give them every single penny they gave him back.
He doesn't have that money no more. He doesn't have that money. You think he has that money?
You know what? They should just check him out right now. He's 89 years old. He lived his life anyway. Check him out since he was so ready for the world to end on Saturday. Why don't you just go ahead? Go ahead.
I don't play on nobody's demise, man. I mean, you know, it's just stupid beliefs out there, man. I mean, you know, people, I mean, look, this is my thing. Somebody is stupid enough to say something, you're just as dumb as you believe them. That's it. I mean, that's my theory.
But you know what?
You got stupid people, and then you got good con artists. You know what? I feel bad.
He is a 100% con artist.
What he need
the money for? What he need the money for then? If the world's going to end and everybody's going to die, you don't need no money. You don't need no money.
Exactly.
So what you want the money for?
Easy.
Wait a minute.
The money went into his belief. So he conned people to believing his belief. Mind you, he put up billboards all over the United States. These billboards are not cheap. The billboard on the Major Deegan cost $2.5 million.
Well, he don't need no damn billboard. They have the internet now. That's cheap.
But that's what he believed in. But what I'm saying to you is
Facebook.
Listen, Facebook. He had all that. But what I'm saying to you is he's a con artist. He's 100% con artist. I have no idea about that. But the bad part about it is, since this world is so screwed up, people are looking to believe in anything.
No, they should believe in God, not him. Okay.
But that's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying. Since the world is so crazy right now, people are believing in anything.
Vice, I think Showcase fell for the whole scam, kid. I think he fell for it, Vice. What do you think? Because he's over here flipping, defending these people. Like, he got guys.
No, I'm not defending. I'm defending the people that you called stupid. There's a difference in defending him and defending the people that you called stupid.
What sympathy do you have for the people that believe
him? I don't have
any
sympathy for them.
You have to have sympathy for these people. You have to, because they will let us stray. The devil got a hold of their mind, and they would let us stray.
There's only certain people. Not everybody in this world has the status to lead people on like that. Obama can lead you on like that. People like that can lead you on. Listen, not some 89-year-old who's just going to come out of nowhere
and he was wrong the last time.
He didn't just come out of nowhere. He's been around for a while. He's been around for years.
I ain't never heard of him.
He's been around since 1994, and I heard he was wrong then, too.
We still here, right?
I think Showcase got caught twice. That's why he's upset.
Listen. But I'm saying to you is you got to feel sorry for those people. Those people are not stupid.
You relinquish your power. You relinquish the power that God gave you to somebody else. You stupid. Okay?
Let me ask you something. Juicy, follow me for a minute. You never believed in something that wasn't true and got led astray? Not just about faith, just about period anything.
I do my research. Number one, I don't believe nobody, okay?
You've never been led astray at anything.
No. Anything that I get myself into, I allow it, okay? Let's say I did something and I regret it. You know, when you look back, you're saying, I should have listened to myself, or I should have, you know, looked at all the facts first before I did X, Y, and Z.
Okay, so you made a mistake, but would you consider yourself stupid?
Yeah, it's my fault for being stupid. I should have done more research, or I should have listened to myself.
At that moment in time, how would you feel if somebody just ran up to you and said, you're stupid?
Well, if I did something
after
stupid,
you realize that you're making a mistake and after you went the wrong direction and somebody crazy stupid, you'd be like,
don't
yeah,
care.
I'm going.
Prove a point. You can't do it, dog. That's it. I'm sorry.
I am proving a point. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. My belief is we're done with this. Why are we done with this when I can't finish my point?
Nobody cares about the world and you're going to
I'm not talking about that. You see, let me see. You know what? Fine. Next.
He's just talking about and believing in something so strongly that you allow yourself to be blinded without, you know, researching all the facts. You know, I don't do that. You know, maybe when I was in my 20s, I would do something like that. But now, you know, I research the facts.
You live and you learn. You live and you learn. You live and you learn, and you got to pray for those people.
But I'm old enough not to make those mistakes now.
Now.
All right, look, it's over.
This guy was a grown man. This guy was in his 50s. It's not a little kid that was led astray. This is a grown man.
None of them were grown men. Some of them were young people.
I'm talking about the one that sold his business. That's the one I'm talking about.
I don't think they're stupid. I think they made a big mistake. And you know what? Get right with God. You'll be all right.
Okay, no, that's stupid. Because if the world is going to end, nobody needs your money. Okay, what he should have done was take his wife on the most fantastic vacation she ever had in her life, you know, spend the money, give it away to charity, go to a homeless shelter and give it to those people.
But that's what they were doing with the money.
You can go to a homeless shelter and donate. You don't have to give it to somebody else to give it to somebody
Hold up. It's over. Whoever believed it got bamboozled. It's over. That's it. Vice.
It's over.
Where's Vice?
We're here.
Where's
we're
Vice?
Living good.
Vice policy. You see what I'm saying? This is not what we... All right, so listen here. If you're awake...
I just woke up.
All right, it's over. People sold it. I'm pretty sure there's 1,000 other people that did worse than what Juicy's people did.
Well,
all right, cool.
I hope they didn't kill themselves.
There are some people out there that did. What?
Okay, well,
are you kidding me?
Come.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Can you get on to the, my new track I made yesterday, please? Thanks.
Oh, is that,
yeah.
is that one you were talking
yeah,
about with
it.
All the... Whose mixtape is coming out?
A couple of people's mixtapes are coming out. Shout out to my boy Lotto. Lotto got a mixtape coming out. TDI got a mixtape coming out.
Shout out to my man Charlie Rock. He's killing them with them beats.
Charlie Rock. Shout out to my homegirl Malika, Toronto.
Juicy, shout out to the Eye of the Tiger calling in. She was hiding, that's why she was hiding. She came to the show and tried to shut me down.
What?
I said you came for a show and tried to shut me down.
I think Juicy should try out for the female host.
No, I don't do radio hosting. I'm not good at that.
Obviously, you don't know what you're good at, but.
Yeah.
I have too much on my plate. You see, I could barely make it here for 9 o'clock.
Yeah, because it's the Karate Kid.
Yes, I have. You know why I do karate? Because I don't do any other exercise. I have to go to karate. Karate is like a job for me.
Forget about the karate on Monday. Get yourself some P90X and come join us on Monday.
Oh my God! What are you doing? P90X is gonna fucking be whipping everybody in half.
then she could join us. She could join us on Monday. We're doing her P90X.
Yeah, but how are we gonna do that? I live in Connecticut. How are we going to do that?
The way you're doing it right now.
What, over the phone?
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can't see me. So then, you know,
you can't see me either.
Wait, are we going to see something we need to see?
Yeah, but I'm driving.
If you're not doing the show in the bikini, then we don't need to see you. It's all right.
It's not going to happen in a bikini.
We're all over the Bronx right now. Vice is over there in Tremont. TDI is over in Soundview. I'm in Bedford Park.
Hold on,
doing it
real quick. Hold on, real quick. Before we move any further, I meant to say this earlier. Last week, sometime, there was a story about a baby falling out the window and all that over there by, you know, by West Burnside in the Bronx, little two-year-old fell out the window and all that, four floors.
Oh, no.
I want to give the good news, though, that the baby is doing fine. The baby is now home, recovering, and I want to give a shout-out to my homegirl, E., you know what I'm saying, for being such a strong girl. Shout out to the baby for making that speedy recovery, and everybody's okay.
That's beautiful. Yay.
See, Juicy, we need you. We need you.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
See that? You see how she's saying that's beautiful, that's great? See, we need the female thing. I can't say something like that. So we need
you
here.
Well, I'm totally in. I can't come every show. I'm going to get busy.
But don't get busy. Make some time for your people. Make some time for us. Make some one day a week's not going to kill you. Monday's not going to kill you.
You know how many people want me to call in on their show? I got
okay,
people
but forget about those people.
I got them hitting me up on Facebook because I miss you, Juicy.
Listen, this is Monday. This is the beginning of the week. Get it out there.
Hey, we the only show that gave you your own theme song. How about that?
Oh, no, that's not true. I got a couple of theme songs.
Oh, my God.
Is this a battle here?
I feel used. I feel dirty.
Oh.
She said, I got my own theme song somewhere else. I feel dirty. Here I am. She forget it. We don't need you, Juicy. We don't need you, Juicy. Call up whenever you want to call up. Go to those other radio stations if you want. Take a hike. Keep that theme music. In fact, you don't have no more theme music here. No more theme music here. There's nothing beats New Talk City. Go to the rest of them. Go. Because you know what? You think the grass is greener on the other side because they got some theme music for
you. I didn't say it. I just said that.
Yes, you did. You said they got theme music for me, too. They probably got like hot tubs and jacuzzis and rub your feet down. We ain't going to do none of that here.
I even have a whistle. Somebody made up a whistle for me.
Yeah, forget it. You could listen. Go to the other side of the grass. The grass is green on that side.
Hey, no,
okay.
I will listen,
you know,
man.
You know I have love for you guys. That's why I'm calling. I love you guys.
You got love for me too.
She had love for us, and then we catch her on the calling up somebody Tuesday.
What?
Where's my theme song music?
You're so jealous.
Where's my theme song music?
That's why I'm single, okay? Because you need to relax.
Oh, well, you were here with three men. I mean, what you expect? Here we jealous.
You jealous?
You're here with three men.
Listen,
we thought we were the only ones
with a theme song, and we said we got your own theme song. You said, no, I got theme song music elsewhere. I got the little whistle for
that,
and I got this, and that.
I'm pretty sure, Showcase, I'm pretty sure we originated that, though.
Of course.
Okay, yes,
you were first, but I didn't ask them to do it. You know, every time I called, they're like, oh, wait, we got to play. Also, they bit off the formula. They bit off the formula. Yes, you were the original. You were the original. Oh, man, who that? Biting off the formula, Vice. Let me ask you something else, Juicy. They got nicknames for you, too?
No, everybody calls me Juicy, so it's...
Oh, see, then we got it. You Karate Kid Bruce Lee, you're Power Woman over here.
Yeah, nobody calls me Karate Kid, none of that stuff.
And you don't want to be a part of this. It's all right. Just call up every Monday.
We still love you.
Here's a kiss.
I'm here. Okay. Okay, good.
Aww. All right, well, let's sit here, man.
Yeah,
we're about to wrap this up here.
Okay.
Juicy, you want to give them your Twitter and all that information?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter. I have 9 Twitter accounts, but I'm only going to give you 2. Juicy Fruit for You.
Oh, my God.
Juicy Fruit for You.
Legend one.
The Juicy Fruit, the number 4, You. And you can follow me on Juicy Media Group also. And I'm also on Facebook as Juicy Media Group and Juicy Fruit for You.
Cool.
Follow the butterfly.
Listen, we're gonna send you the bill for that plug, okay?
Okay, cool.
Word.
I'll do a drop for you. We can exchange. I'll do a drop for you, and you You promo me.
Well, talk to Showcase, man. You got Showcase, you know, a real setup now.
I feel used.
Oh, all right,
listen here, man. You can follow us on at New Talk City 1, at New Talk City with the number 1.
Okay.
You can follow Vice at The Real Vice NYC, DareelVicenyc. Follow me, TDINYC. You know, we all in here, man. The Facebook page is coming up with New Talk City. Thank everybody for calling. We tuned in. You know what I mean? Don't forget the Showcase Minute next week, top of the 9 o'clock hour, he's going to body somebody else.
It's not gonna be you. I ain't gonna body you. You good? We good?
Wait,
you gave me. You blew me. Blow me one more kiss, please. Thank you.
Yeah, that was
good.
A juicy
you're
one
welcome.
Too, man.
Yeah,
wait,
that was good.
Listen, you don't have a Facebook page.
Who?
You.
Me? I'm an ugly dude. I can't have a Facebook page. I'm an ugly man.
We didn't get one.
Yeah, I mean, you're on a radio show. Listen, you have to be an on-air personality, so you don't have to put your Facebook up in the logo.
My grill is fucked up. My Facebook will be a question mark.
That's okay. you put the logo on there. For New York.
Right, just be one big question mark with like a little nose sticking out of it.
Listen, you gotta get in. You gotta get into it. The social media thing. You gotta get online. This is crazy. It's 2011.
I know, but the world is gonna end in May 21st.
No,
forget about that.
If the world's gonna end, you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
All right. Well, we out of here, man. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, man. You already know how it go, man. New Talk City Radio each and every Monday, 8 p.m. to whatever. DJ Showcase,
yeah.
Vice, Juicy's in the building. You already know,
yeah.
Man.
On so many different styles, cause I got more than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I try teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Put on my jacket and hat, go down to earth, go down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Until they hear you out.